Thank you and good morning. 42-year-old Alder Point resident Harold Drummond is facing several charges related to a shooting incident that sent a woman to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of a serious wound. Drummond was arrested on Saturday afternoon in Alder Point after deputies responded to a report of an accidental shooting. Drummond admitted to accidentally shooting the victim, and a handgun was recovered. Drummond was charged with being a felon in possession of a handgun, an outstanding warrant, and negligent discharge of a firearm. His bail has been set at $100,000. A Coast Guard helicopter crew from Air Station Humboldt Bay rescued an injured hiker on Sunday evening after one member of a hiking party injured his leg and was unable to walk. The helicopter left the airport at 5:30 in the evening and flew to a location in the King Range National Forest. The hikers had registered their hike with the State Department of Emergency Services and activated a satellite emergency signal, which was used by the helicopter crew to locate the party. By 6 o'clock, the helicopter was on the beach, and the injured 67-year-old man was taken aboard and flown to a local hospital for treatment. Mendocino County detectives are investigating the death of 21-year-old Covelo resident Rosalina Bell Rodriguez, whose body was found lying in the roadway of Hopper Lane in Covelo on Sunday. A passing motorist reported finding the body and said it appeared that she had been shot. It was confirmed that Bell Rodriguez had been shot several times in the torso. An autopsy has been scheduled for today, and the investigation is ongoing. Few details have been made available by Mendocino authorities. A Mendocino County Sheriff's Office task force conducted a probation and parole sweep over the course of 2 days last week with a focus on ensuring that convicted sex offenders were in compliance with state reporting regulations. More than 260 convicted sex offenders live in Mendocino County, and deputies contacted and confirmed the addresses and residences of 47 offenders. 8 other people were arrested for various reasons, including parole and probation violations, and one woman was arrested for cultivation of marijuana. The final numbers will come in later today, but as of Monday night, 13 drivers had been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence over the Memorial Day holiday. The Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force was out on county roads with an emphasis on dangerous and distracted drivers from Friday night through Monday night. As of now, those 13 arrests are fewer than a year ago, when 18 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI over the same time period. The next maximum enforcement period will be conducted over the 4th of July weekend. A reminder that the Eureka Police Department is searching for a suspect or suspects who have committed more than 24 smash-and-grab robberies at Eureka businesses over the past few weeks. The thieves break storefront windows and then grab what they can, cash, electronics, tools, and flee the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. McKinleyville resident Jackie Hostler-Carmison will serve a 6-year term on the State Fish and Game Commission after being confirmed by a state Senate vote 2 weeks ago. Hostler-Carmison, who is the CEO of Cherry Heights Trinidad Rancheria, also serves on numerous state commissions as a representative of Native and tribal interests. Supervisor Rex Bone, who attended the legislature's hearings in support of Hostler-Carmison's confirmation, said the appointment is good news.
It's a big deal. I think she's the only woman on there, but it's been... I don't know when the last time we had somebody from the North Coast on it. Usually it goes to the populated areas where the votes are, where everything is.
Bone said that with our natural resources and the importance of fishing, hunting, and other outdoor recreation, having someone from the North Coast is key.
But we got all the game. I mean, we've got a lot of the game. We've got the rivers. We've got a lot of the decisions the Fish and Wildlife Commission make. They affect quite a bit of our tourist dollar. Our local people who fish and hunt and spend time in the woods, their recreation dollars. So it's great to have somebody close that you can turn to, talk to, and actually be recognized up here on the North Coast.
Hostler-Carmison was initially appointed a year ago to fill out a term, and the Senate confirmed her permanent appointment earlier this month. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.